Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 13th of April. It is the start of the Aintree Festival. And I've just literally just finished the recording with Andy, or our live show on YouTube. We'll be back for the next 2 days, 10:30 each morning. I'll give you a summary of that for those of you who aren't able to tune in shortly. Just a little catch up, really. I haven't been about much this week. Sam is much better, so we're pretty much out of that now. She sees the consultant next week on the 19th, and hopefully that's a full discharge. And life for 6 months will be back to normalish until she has to have the other one done. But all good. So we've got a few bits coming up on FTS. Obviously, it just finished the Masters. Again, a little bit disappointing, wasn't it? All a bit one-sided. Scheffler, I thought, played really well. Just didn't putt. And the first time I've ever, you know, when you read the preview I did, I talked about shots gained for Rahm. And then his current form had gone off and Scheffler's had picked up. But I thought the one thing that sort of swung me towards Scheffler over Rahm was, you know, and I said out of the three big ones, I much preferred those two to Rory, was Scheffler's manner compared to Rahm. Scheffler been playing well, won the Players, and I always had a bit of a squiggle over Rahm's sort of ability to flare up, but I just thought he was superb. I thought he got it completely under control. I never genuinely, I managed to sort of trade my position on Koepka. Not for the live thing that he hasn't played 72 holes, but he didn't birdie a par four on as well as the score looked, and as in control, he didn't birdie a par four on in round 2, 3, or 4. So whilst he did build that 4-shot lead, obviously Rahm halved it to 2. When it became a sort of head to head, I did really fancy Rahm, and just a bit of a disappointment, I guess, from a watching point of view, that it wasn't a bit more competitive once Rahm got in front. You kind of knew that was it. And as I say, played superbly. His attitude was great. Rory, I make my statement, will never ever win there. I'm absolutely convinced of that. He will never win the Grand Slam. He will never win round there. I'm not even sure he's got the game for round there. All in. Mickelson, amazing 65 last day. But it's not as good as the Open. It was all a bit damp squib, but I'm sure many of you enjoyed it. 13th tee, I'd like to have seen them, you know, still going in with 5-6 irons. Would like to see it a bit harder, but there we go. And the ball stopping on the bank. I mean, one of the things that Augusta's got is the ball rolling back into the water. And I mean, Koepka had one, somebody else did on the front of 15, stopping on the bank. What's that all about? Anyway, so that was the weekend. We had the XL course on Monday, which Sam's put together for us. Not my Sam's, Sam Cassidy. And we had week one of that. That's the next 3 Mondays now. We got 4 weeks of that. That's available on the website. I have emailed out the links there. I think it is ftsincome.co.uk/XL-course. I'm going to be doing a lot more sort of live in-play trading. Just easier, you know, my overriding sort of thing. I talked about this when I did the pod with Peter Webb, was that, you know, I used to not want to tell people what I do because you want to protect it. And then you realise that actually most people give up, and I've got the next mindset podcast. I'm just going to cover variants. I just think it's a massive thing for people. I think if you're betting fixed odds and you cannot understand or accept variance, you shouldn't be in the game. So I'm going to cover that. But obviously you've got fixed odds betting and trading, which are two very different animals. And I want to get sort of sharing more the trading side. I've got a couple of groups who I do live trading with, so they're going to be the sort of first priority, but I want to make some more videos and things and just actually show you the mechanics of it. So I did a YouTube on Saturday morning. I'm going to try and do a few more of them about actually shortlisting games, which is obviously one key part of it, using some sort of logical method to shortlist games that we think there will be goals in and that we're going to get the price movements that we want to trade, and then the execution of those and just being consistent. So sort of, again, going back to the Kevin Kelly YouTube. I did it. Kevin's main success is down to consistency. People will always, always argue with your selection methods. They'll always think they know better, or that won't work, or whatever it may be. And I want to kind of get across that actually you don't need to be that complicated. It is quite simple. What you've got to do then is have a method of execution and stick to it, which really has been the key to what I've done for 14, 15 years, be it lay the draw or right through. And it is just a matter of trying to show, you know, that consistency. So, you know, two different beasts, but if you're doing fixed odds and you can't accept variance, you really shouldn't do it. But let's get some live sessions going while we've got this sort of busy end to the football season. The hard part, of course, is for me is trading myself, trying to cater for some people I look after and make the videos. But we'll try and do some live sessions going forward after this weekend. I've got my brother's birthday this weekend, so I'm a bit limited this weekend, but then Sam will get discharged next week, and hopefully from the end of, or the week after, mid third week of April onwards, we'll be good to go. I got absolutely owned, to be fair. I did a live trading session with the guys on Saturday, some of the guys on Saturday. I got absolutely owned talking about the Kevin Kelly method he'd put. Somebody had asked him, he was in that session, and somebody asked him what game he'd found for his method that day. And he said Leverkusen. And he'd sent me a list of games, and it was a different game, but I'd misread the message. He's trialling a new lay one, so he'd sent me the backs, and I started giving him loads of sticks, saying, how can you send me a different game to what you've put up, all in front of these other people? And turns out I hadn't read the text right. And then there was a couple of Scottish lads in there, and I was talking about Scottish football, pointless, as I normally do. It is only banter, the people get upset. What I love about when I do these, I've said it so many times, and it just rings true from the day I did the first one right through, is the people who listen to these, who clearly have got an issue with me or don't like me, but they can't help themselves, they still have to listen. They have to listen so they then can have a pop. It really is, if you don't like somebody, don't listen to them. People like Piers Morgan, I don't like them, so I don't listen to them. I'm going to listen to him because I can find... imagine living your life always wanting to find a bit of aggro. Fucking how sad is it? How pathetically sad is it? They will get to that old age and go, fuck me, all I've done is try and find aggro. Jim, 100%. Live your life to enjoy it. Get up and do and enjoy the things you want to do. And if I'm not for you, go and do something else, honestly. I had several messages this week. Have you seen this? Have you seen this? It's pathetic. Makes me like all anonymous always, as always, just hiding behind there. Anyway, I'm getting off track. So, yeah, we were in this live session, and I commented on the old Scottish pointless football. Was it Celtic Rangers was on, I think, yeah. And Dundee United Hibs was on the telly the next day, and I just commented on it that they said it's on TV. And I'm stupid. I'm going to hold my hands up. It was all on me. I don't watch a lot of TV, genuinely. I don't watch a lot of football on TV. So I was trying to ask these Scottish lads, and I made a terrible job of it, was do we in effect get the same Sky games as they do? So is there a Sky Scotland and it's different to Sky England? I genuinely didn't know. So like if Hibs Dundee is on TV in Scotland, is it still shown in England? I know we get the old firm. And it turns out we do. And I just led myself down this hole of asking this question badly. And I just got a great comeback. You got, yes, we do get the same as you. And we have the same sun as well. And I had nowhere to go. But it was very entertaining Saturday afternoon. That was. And I did watch a little bit of Dundee United Hibernian just to see what it was like. It's terrible. Absolutely, genuinely awful. Absolutely. I remember saying to Zed Tips once, he was doing Australian football. I kept seeing him on Twitter post about this Australian football. I've never traded Australian games, and I thought, I'll have a look at that. And it was by far, I think it was on BT or one of the channels, by far the worst football match I've ever seen in my life. I watched about 40 minutes of this Australian, and I just wanted my life back. And that's how I felt watching Dundee United Hibernian the other day. But the boys did absolutely done me up. So there you go. We have the same son as you as well, Ian. Cheeky fucker. And then we had the old City have gone favourites, haven't they? 1.8 City have gone favourites. I had a bet with the guys at Christmas, three of them, and I'm holding my hands up. I've done my money. It's a matter of how much I'm going to have to pay out. Points from Christmas to from when football renewed, restarted from Christmas to the end of the season, Arsenal v Tottenham. I've absolutely done my brains and I'll pay up and look big, and that's that. But they're all getting excited, they're going to win the league, and I'm telling you, if you don't do it this year, you're never going to do it. And City are looking absolutely dominant. 3-0 against Bayern Munich. I didn't see the game, but a friend of mine I was with yesterday told me that they were superb. Haaland, 45 goals. 2-0, very similar to when Tottenham were 2-0 up against Chelsea in, 2016, when Leicester won the league and Tottenham had a chance. So 2-0 up against Chelsea and threw it away to draw 2-2 and fizzled out. Is that the writing on the wall for the Gooners? They've got to go to Newcastle, got to go to City. And you just look at it and think, anything can happen, but can't see City losing. So City have got odds on. And if you don't win it this year, Gooners, it's going to be a long old time again, no matter what you think. Chelsea in disarray. The Lampard thing's staggering. The chairman, when he made that statement yesterday, what was it, that they're going to beat Real Madrid 3-0. I don't know whether he's going to get that club right. For Chelsea to be where they are is ridiculous, the money they've spent. Whatever the history and what's gone on the last 20 years, what you agree with, football as a whole is a nonsense now. But for Chelsea to be where they are is ridiculous, and it is just a feeling of, actually, you had a really good manager in Tuchel, and you're making comments like we're going to win 3-0. You're bringing back Lampard. You do have to say, has he got a clue, this guy in charge? But you've got to give them time to try and get it right, I guess, and learn from their mistakes. We've got, what have we got? We've got the Excel course on Monday, part two. So I've emailed out about that. It's on YouTube. Andy, I'll cover what he's done in a minute. One of those horses that Andy's talked about trading is just being steamed in now. So knowledgeable, just love listening to him talk about horses. But we'll be back tomorrow, and I don't need to worry about the first 2 days because I've got the winner of the Grand National in my pocket. I will lay that out for you Saturday morning, but that is in the bank, sitting in the pocket. So I'm just waiting for Saturday. I will do a YouTube session Saturday morning. We'll have a quick look at just trying to shortlist some football matches. And then the Excel course Monday, and then next week I'm going to do a podcast on variance, get those mindset podcasts starting up again. Sam's got her final appointments next week. Once they're out of the way, I'll start those up, and then I'm going to look to do some live football trading sessions, which obviously will the problem with them is, I'm not doing them like people do them to put on YouTube to sell. So I'm doing them, I want to do them so people learn the techniques, learn the methods. Why did we choose that game? How are we going to play that game? But obviously you need all that to fall in part. So I can't say, I'll do it 2:00 Saturday, because there might be no games and nothing qualifies. So it's just getting that, guys, actually, this looks like there might be some games, jump on. It'll be a little bit like that. So look out for that. And we're going to have a busy end to the season. I hope everybody is well. No one's come forward yet to discuss Yemen, which is a bit of a shame, isn't it? I met an FTS member from Finland yesterday. Absolute lovely guy. Thoroughly enjoyed his company. Went to see Elton John last night. That was very good. Life is slowly, getting back to normal. But so we've got a few bits coming up. But I will be back. Well, Andy and I will be back next 2 days, 10:30 on YouTube, to discuss the Aintree racing for that day, and I will be back Saturday to do a live YouTube broadcast, and then, as I say, some more podcasts next week. So on the racing this week, it's not a day Andy's words were, he's not getting madly involved, but there's a couple that he did like. I'll just give you, he quite likes Sarson's Risk. and Chaos Control in the 228 entry, but he recommended saving stakes on the favourite Zenta. So the couple of prices, as I say, at your own peril and small stakes. The 255 just looks a good competitive race. Obviously, we've got Constitution Hill in the 330. Could it possibly get beat? And then there was IK Brunel and Time Leader at big prices in the 405 entry. IK Brunel and Time Leader just at big prices. I like Third Time Lucky in the 440 entry, but Andy reckons, I mean, when we did the pod, it was when we did the show, it was like 5.4, that the favourite Douglas Talking is the one that's the front runner in the race and could go out and trade lower, and people have obviously managed to, while we're doing that, jump on. They've moved it from 5.x to 4.7 now, so it may, we may have missed the boat there. May want to wait for that one and see if it drifts back out. Andy was sort of talking about a price 5.4, 5.5 back at pre-race and then trading running, but it's into 4.7 now. And he quite liked in that race Hassan Key. So Douglas Talking was a trader. Again, stress the price 5.4, 5.5. Hassan Key was, he said if he was having one bet today, and it is a quiet day for him, but if he was having one bet today, the one he would like would be Hassan Key in the 440 at Aintree. And yeah, as he said, it's a bit like the football. You can't bet every game. Sometimes you better sit on your hands. Looks like the card is much better tomorrow, and then a good card Saturday, including the Grand National, where the winner is in my pocket, and I'll tell you it all on Saturday morning live on YouTube. So I'll try and do the football one. If I can get on and do a football one sort of 9-ish Saturday, I'll do that, and then I'll be on at 10:30 again with Andy the racing. If I do the football one, I will post the link in Telegram. That's where you pick it up. So I literally say I'll be on in 10 minutes and we'll do that. Right, have a lovely, whatever it is, what is it, Thursday? Have a lovely Thursday, and I will be back with you all Saturday morning for football and racing. As I say, now these will become a bit more regular again. Thanks, as always, to everybody for your patience over the last couple of years. But yeah, let's push on.